Title: Creative Limitation Drills for Pirate Radio Energy Beginner. Ableton Live Drum and Bass Workflow. Alright, let's build some pirate radio energy. Raw, direct, slightly reckless but still controlled enough to slap. And the secret is, we're not going to get there by endlessly polishing sounds. We're going to get there by making fast decisions inside tight limits, committing to audio, and doing bold, simple edits that feel like a DJ is driving the session. By the end, you'll have a 32-bar DNB sketch at 174 BPM, break plus punch layer, a rolling bass that's simple but nasty, a broadcast-style resampled hook, and a quick drop and rewind moment. And more importantly, you'll have a repeatable system you can run anytime you feel stuck. Before we touch anything in Ableton, we set the rules. This is the drill. If you cheat, you're basically canceling the lesson. Here are your limitation rules. 1. Maximum 8 tracks total, and yes, that includes returns. 2. Stock Ableton devices only. 3. 30 minutes to get a full 32-bar arrangement. Not a loop, an arrangement. 4. No browsing samples for more than 60 seconds at a time. 5. You must resample at least once and use that audio in the arrangement. Quick coach note. Make the limitation visible and enforceable. Rename tracks so they remind you of the rules. For example, name your bass track Bass 1 Sound. Color code the 8 tracks so it feels like a closed system. And here's a big one. Hide the browser. Just drag it narrow. You're cutting off temptation. Also, set a timer. If you want to go full drill mode, drop a locator in the timeline called Stop at 30 minutes. When you hit it, you bounce. No debate. No one more tweak. Now, project setup. 2 minutes, in and out. Set tempo to 174 BPM. Time signature 4/4. Create exactly these tracks. Track 1. Drums break. Track 2. Drums kick snare layer. Track 3. Bass. Track 4. Stab or hoover. Optional. Track 5. Effects or atmos. Track 6. Vocal or MC chop. Track 7. Resample and make it an audio track. And then 2 returns. Return A is short verb. Return B is dub delay. Let's set the returns quickly because they're going to make everything feel like it's in a space. Like a system. Like a room. Return A. Short verb. Add Ableton reverb. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cut around 6 to 8K. Low cut around 200 to 400. And because it's a return, dry wet is 100%. Return B. Dub delay. Add echo. Time. Try 1/8 dotted for instant jungle swagger, or 1/4 if you want it simpler. Feedback 30 to 55%. Filter it so the low end doesn't smear. High pass around 250. Low pass around 6 to 8K. A little modulation, like 5 to 15%. Just keep it alive. Dry wet 100%. Cool. Now we build the drum foundation. Break plus punch. First, drums break track. Grab a classic break. Amen style is the obvious one, but any crunchy break works. And here's your time saver. Do not spend 5 minutes auditioning breaks. You get 60 seconds. Pick one that makes you nod immediately. Done. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve to 1/16th. Transients. Start low. If it gets clicky, lower it further. Now processing. Add drum bus. Drive somewhere between 5 and 15. Boom. Keep it subtle. 0 to 20. Damp around 10 to 30 so it doesn't get too fizzy. Then add auto filter after drum bus. Set it to high pass and cut around 30 to 60 Hz. This is important. You want the break to sound tight, but the sub belongs to the bass. That's the rule. Now the pirate rated O cross trick. Add redux at the end. Bits around 10 to 12. Downsample around 0.5 to 2.0. But don't go full sandstorm. Blend it. Dry wet 10 to 25%. You're adding grit, not destroying the groove. Second, drums kick snare layer track. Load a drum rack. Put a kick and a snare in there. Keep it simple. We're going for impact under the break. Program a basic pattern. Kick on 1. Snare on 2 and 4. Optional ghost kick right before 3 if you want that rolling push. Then a quick chain. EQ 8 first. If the kick needs weight, a small boost around 50 to 80. For snare, a bit around 180 to 220 for body, and 3 to 6K for crack. Then saturator, analog clip mode, drive 2 to 6 dB. Then drum bus, drive 3 to 10, and transients up, like plus 5 to plus 20, to get snap. And here's a limitation move that matters. No fancy fills yet. At 8 bars looping and moving. If the loop doesn't feel good, you don't fix it with complexity. You fix it with balance, timing, and commitment. Very quick gain staging coach note. Keep your master peaking around minus 6 dB while sketching. If you're slamming toward zero early, you'll start mix fixing instead of writing. If it feels weak, turn up faders first, not plugins. Now bass, rolling, simple, heavy, one sound only. On the bass MIDI track, add operator. OSC A is a sign, clean sub. Enable OSC B as a saw, very low, just to give harmonics. Start B level around minus 24 dB and adjust by ear. Then add saturator. Drive 4 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. Then EQ 8. If it's muddy, dip gently around 200 to 350. Then auto filter, low pass 24 dB slope. Set cutoff somewhere between 200 and 800, resonance 10 to 25%. We're going to automate this later, but for now set a solid tone. Then add compressor for sidechain. Sidechain input should be the kick snare layer track. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140. Lower the threshold until you feel the bass breathe with the kick. You're not trying to make it pump like house, just giving the kick space and tightening the groove. Now MIDI. Fast and effective. Write an 8-bar bass line mostly in 8th notes, with a few 16th pickups. Keep it in one key. A minor is a great default, and keep the sub notes stable. Rolling DNB loves that hypnotic consistency. If you want the bass to speak on smaller speakers without layering new synths, here's a bonus. Add overdrive before your EQ. Set the overdrive filter around 700 to 1.5k, drive 10 to 30%, dry wet 10 to 25%. That adds mid presence without changing your sub fundamentals. Now we build the pirate radio vibe. This is the resampling and band limiting part. The broadcast print. It's what makes it feel like dubplate culture. Commit to audio, chop it, hype it. On the resample audio track, build a little radio bus chain. First, EQ 8. High pass 120 to 200. Low pass 4.5 to 7k. That's your band limited radio frame. Then saturator, drive 3 to 8. Optional redux, bits 8 to 11. Dry wet 10 to 30. Then utility, narrow the width a touch, like 80 to 100%. Slightly narrower feels more broadcast, more centered, more urgent. Now resample. Set the resample track input to resampling. Arm it. Play your loop. Drums plus bass plus a hint of FX and record 4 bars. Top. Trim the clip clean. Coach note. This is a decision lock. Even if it's imperfect, you commit. This is how you stop endlessly keeping options open. Pirate energy is bold single moves, not 10 half moves. Now chop and re-trigger for hype. Split that resample into 1-bar chunks. Just cut it up. Then rearrange a simple 4-bar pattern. First bar, full loop. Second bar, cut the last beat so it drops out. Third bar, bring back the first bar again. That call and response repetition feels like a DJ teasing it. Fourth bar, send a hit or the last moment into echo so you get a delay tail. This is a huge point. You just created energy spikes without adding a single new instrument. If you want to slash B your broadcast processing quickly, map a key to toggle the resample device chain on and off. If it doesn't sound better in 1 second, it's too much. Pirate, not painful. Now arrangement. We're doing 32 bars with a rewind moment. Here's the template. Bars 1 through 9. Intro. Start with break only. Filter it or band limit it. Add atmosphere and a vocal chop. Quiet, with lots of echo. And hint the bass by high-passing it temporarily, so you get rhythm and tone without full weight. Bars 9 through 17, drop. Full drums, break plus punch layer. Bass full range, reduce the radio filtering. Let it hit clean and confident. Bars 17 through 25, variation. Limitation rule, add one new thing only. One, that can beat a stab, a small drum fill or a single FX riser. And automate the bass filter slightly, like a 200 to 600 HC sweep, just enough to create movement. Bars 25 through 33, your rewind or DJ cut moment. Do one beat of silence, not a fade, a cut. Then bring back the resample loop for 2 bars, band limited, like the DJ caught it on the mixer. Then slam back into the full clean loop. That's the double drop illusion. It feels like a second drop without writing a new section. Execution tip. Automate on tracks and groups, not the master. Automate the break filter. Automate utility gain dips for quick cuts. Automate echo sends for dubby throws. Now, optional but super radio, an MC chop. Put a vocal one shot on the vocal track. EQ 8 with a high pass around 150 to 250. Light compression, 2 to 1. Echo either directly on the track or via return B. Place it twice max. Once right before the drop, like bar 8. And once in the variation around bar 20. 2 hits only. This forces you to make them count. If you want a phone booth broadcast vocal tone, do this. AQ high pass 250, low pass 4 to 6K, saturator drive 2 to 6 dB, utility width 0 to 60%, and if you want extra tension, automate a tiny pitch drop right before the drop, like minus 1 to minus 3 semitones. Quick common mistakes to avoid while you're doing this. Don't break the limitation rules mid-session. If you add just one more synth, you lose the benefit. Don't try to perfect the mix. You're aiming for balance, not polish. Don't over-warp breaks. If you lose punch, stay on beats mode, lower transients, or don't warp if it already fits. Don't let bass fight the break low end. High pass the break at 30 to 60. Keep sub clean, and don't overdo redux. If your hats turn into sand, back off. If you want a slightly stressed PA overload feel, but still stock only and clean, on your drum group, try glue compressor at 2 to 1, attack 10 ms, release auto, only 1 to 2 dB of reduction, then a saturator with soft clip on, drive 1 to 4, subtle. It should feel like the system is working hard, not like it's falling apart. Now, a fast mini sprint you can do any day, 15 minutes. Goal, 16 bars that feel like a pirate broadcast teaser. Rules, only 5 tracks. Break, kick, snare, bass, resample, effects. Must include one resampled chop. Must include one dropout moment. Steps, make a 4-bar drum loop. Make a 4-bar bass line. Record 2 bars into resample. Chop it into 4 half bars and re-trigger them as a fill. Arrange 16 bars, bars 1 to 8 filtered teaser, bar 9 drop, bar 13 dropout, bars 14 to 16 full power. Export a rough bounce. No second guessing. One more advanced workflow trick, if you want it. The 3-button variation rule. Pick 3 controls across the whole set, total. 1. Drum crunch amount, like redux dry wet or drum bus drive. 2. Bass tone, auto filter cutoff. 3. Space throw, echo send, and then your whole 32 bars evolves using only those 3 controls plus mutes. That's it. It's a cheat code for staying focused. Recap to lock it in. You're generating pirate radio energy by forcing momentum. Hard rules, fast choices, one committed bass, break plus punch drums and resample chops to create hype like a DJ or radio operator would. Then you arrange with dropouts, rewinds, and bold transitions. When you're ready, do the homework challenge. Make 2 versions of the same 32 bars in 45 minutes. One clean club. One pirate broadcast. Same drums, same bass notes. Only processing, resampling, mutes, automation. Each version needs a chop fill, a dropout, and an heightened moment. Export both. Peaks around minus 6. And as you work, ask yourself, where does the listener first feel the drop? What's the single loudest hype moment? And did your pirate processing keep the bass weight, or did it steal it? All right, set the timer, hide the browser, and commit to the dubplate.